Up until last summer, Israeli-born Arab writer Syed Kashua had been living in West Jerusalem. He was well known as a Haaretz columnist and the creator of the Israeli sitcom Arab Labor, which took a humorous look at the lives of Israeli Arabs. But the conflict in Gaza brought Syed Kashua and his family to Illinois. He's now a visiting professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and his arrival came just as the school had rescinded a teaching offer to Palestinian-American professor Stephen Salida, who had posted a series of tweets critical of Israel's actions in Gaza. Syed Kashua joins us here in the studio. And Syed, first, remind us why you left Jerusalem.
We decided to leave Jerusalem for 1 year, maybe 1 year in advance. But we decided to leave Jerusalem much earlier than we planned because of the very sad, scary events. We were supposed to leave on August 9th. And it was the same day that the young Palestinian teenager was burned alive in East Jerusalem. That I called my agent and begged her to take me and my family out of Jerusalem as soon as possible. And now, actually, I'm so scared of going back after this 1 year. Originally, I never thought that I will stay one more day after this sabbatical ends, because my job is there, my work is there, my TV show is there. But now, I think that I'm going to accept an offer to stay for one more year and. Just because I think that I realized very deeply that I cannot really assure or even keep lying to my kids that one day they will have a better future there. And as Arabs, as Palestinians, they can really one day feel as equals in the state of Israel.
It's that much worse now than it's been at any point in your life?
It's true. It was really very difficult for me and my family in the year 2000 when the Second Intifada broke out, just immediately after Sharon's visit to the Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's visit to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It was really very horrible. The Second Intifada was terrible. I used to be a young journalist. But now, yes, I think that I witnessed anything similar to what's happening today. Just last week, it was in the news that, again, my kids used to study in a very wonderful project, for example, in Jerusalem. It's called the Bilingual School. It's Jewish people and Arab people sharing the same classes, studying the same languages, respecting each other every almost single week. Again, death to the Arabs on the walls of that school. We are talking here about elementary school. Even that place that believe in coexistence is not, there is no room for such projects even in Jerusalem. So I don't know what to do.
As you have been watching what is going on there, you've also been adjusting to life in a new country. What have you noticed over the last several months about living in the U.S.?
Well, I noticed that there are a lot of cornfields in Champaign. You know, it is sometimes very difficult. Just to make it clear, when my family and I were on a plane, just on our way just to exit Israel, I was just praying for that minute that the engines of the plane turn on and we'll leave that cursed place called Israel, just to land in the States, a little bit safer place. So at the beginning we were, that was not the original plan, but we felt like refugees. I'm not sure how much, you know, I'm aware still of the American society and policy, and I'm sure that I will have more criticism to say. But even if I don't agree or disagree with many policies of the states, it doesn't affect my life. I found the people in Champaign to be really very friendly. No one asked me when I rented a house if I'm an Arab or black or whatever. Mm. It was like obvious that, of course, you're here, you have a job, you have the money, and you're a professor at the university. Of course you can rent your house. And no one asked me in the schools of my kids, oh, we cannot accept Arabs or we cannot accept something like that.
And that was surprising to you?
You know what? Yes. It's surprising to know that, yes, you can live that way, that war and racism is not really supposed to be part of your life. I know very well that I'm sure that still racism happening in the States, and I'm sure that people are a little bit separated and there are differences, but it's not a governmental, at least, decision, and it's not something that you cannot break through it. So, yes, you know what? It is surprising. Taking my son, really, as the movies to fish in a small lake, I never imagined that I can do such a thing.
At the same time, you did jump right into a political story there at the University of Illinois. Yes. This Palestinian professor whose appointment was terminated because of tweets that he had posted that were critical of Israel's actions in Gaza. What do you make of that story?
Yes, it was really unfortunate.
It was unfortunate that he was terminated, you think?
I think that it's unfortunate that his position was canceled there. I'm not sure, really. I didn't read his tweets, but even if some of the things that he wrote in his tweets, and I believe very much that watching the news from Gaza and seeing pictures of kids getting killed, one can be really, really very angry. And I can understand a Palestinian person who can curse the whole world. But I think that there is something very dangerous. You already hired someone, and it's very dangerous for the freedom of speech and what it might, say to the or lead other professors maybe to be more careful with the things that they are said. So probably, I'm not sure, maybe he did a mistake as a professor. But I think that also, academy involved with power and money and that people can influence academic decisions, that's a totally different story.
You said about your TV show, Arab Labor, in 2008 in the New York Times, you said, I wanted to bring likable Arabs into the average Israeli living room. What happens to that show now that you're here?
Yes, we had actually 4 seasons of Arab Labor. And just before, actually, I left the set while shooting the 5th season. But it was a spin-off. It was not a real comedy, Arab Labor. Arab Labor was a huge success, and I'm very much happy that I didn't continue making Arab Labor and did some kind of a little bit more dramatic spin-off, because I felt something horrible is going to happen. And I always believed that humor can really deal with racism and can deal with stereotypes, and that TV and writing can be helpful.
So what
but
now?
I'm not
though?
Sure. I really don't know. But I'm really very happy that I don't have a show now, and I'm not sure if I can use humor for Israeli TV. The situation now, there is a war going on there, and the state of Israel, unfortunately, in the West Bank is really. So many countries now think, and so many people also in Israel worried that it's going to be considered like a real apartheid. So it's very difficult to deal with humor.
Do you see yourself at some point returning to Israel?
I'm not sure. I really very much hope that something is going to happen, and maybe the international community, the United States and Europe, will force the state of Israel to end the occupation and give equal rights to the Arab citizens as Palestinian citizens inside the state of Israel. Meanwhile, I don't really have a good reason to think that my kids will have better future as Palestinians living in the state of Israel. And yeah, there is still a very small chance for that to happen.
Syed Kashua, an Israeli-born Arab writer, journalist, now visiting professor at the University of Illinois. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.